Japan has begun to emerge from more than two decades of economic stagnation. The government credits bold stimulus policies for that rebound, and now there is a proposal for the country to join a free trade agreement, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, to help spur more economic growth over the long term. This move is facing stiff resistance from Japan's farmers. NPR's Anthony Kuhn explains from Tokyo.
I'm at the annual Rice Harvest Festival in Narita City, not far from Tokyo's main airport. Rice farmers are playing music as they ride on a large wooden cart with stone wheels, paper lanterns, and intricate carvings. From a distance, the cart seems to float through a sea of lush green paddy fields as the villagers pull it along with ropes. Rice farmer and local activist Takeshi Ogura hops off the wagon to talk. He says entering into the TPP would be a bad deal for Japan.
Japanese agriculture is pretty costly, so we don't want the government to treat food as a commercial business. We want it to protect our food sovereignty.
The TPP includes 11 nations bordering on the Pacific. Its members account for around 40% of global trade. But Mr. Ogura is very proud that he grows his own food and that he lives in a community that celebrates this tradition. He says that joining the TPP would threaten his way of life.
The farmland and rice farming are at the core of our culture. They are linked to this culture through community festivals like this one. But if we stop cultivating the rice, this culture will be destroyed.
The festival cart continues on its way down Narita's country roads. Mr. Ogura is a pretty typical specimen of Japanese yeomanry. He's over 60. He has to do sideline jobs to make ends meet, and his children are not very enthusiastic about following in his line of work. In recent elections, Mr. Ogura voted for the Communist Party of Japan. It was a protest vote, he says, to show that he was fed up with the main political parties because they refused to stand up and oppose the TPP.
They pretend to listen to us, especially at election time. They make sympathetic faces, and they're kind of helpful. Some of the candidates promised to oppose the TPP, but they voted for it in parliament.
Japanese rice farming is protected by a politically powerful agricultural lobby and import duties of more than 700%. It is also the least efficient farm sector among the developed economies. Jesper Cole is director of research at J.P. Morgan in Tokyo. He says Japan can get out of this predicament by having fewer people working on bigger farms and growing luxury food products for export.
If Mr. Ogura were to switch to something called Koshihikari, which is the Lexus brand of rice, he could sell it for 8 times what he can sell it in Japan to the department stores in the People's Republic of China.
Meanwhile, he says, joining the TPP would allow Japan to import cheaper foreign rice, and that would save consumers money. The farmers finish taking a break and get back on the wagon. Before he joins them, Takeshi Ogura says grimly that maybe the government will put off joining the TPP, but he seems resigned to the final result.
The only reason we struggle on like this is that we have these ancestral lands. But if the rice prices go down, that's the time I'll finally have to abandon the land. We're just at the brink right now.
Anthony Kuhn, NPR News.